Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Tuesday, March 28th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Let's talk about some Instagram news, and then we'll get into some TikTok news. It's been reported on Twitter that Instagram has launched a new option called Save Posts with Friends to create a collaborative collection in a chat with friends. Any member of the chat can add or remove posts from the collection. Let's talk about collections. I don't bring them up very much on the show, but I do really like them. Say, for instance, you're going to go on vacation and there are a few sites that you want to see. You could create a collection of some of the best posts that you've seen from people who went to that place, the best restaurants they went to, the best sightseeing places, the best pictures they took on that trip. So maybe you could recreate those pictures. And you, of course, could share that publicly, but maybe you just want to share that with the other people who are going on this trip. Hey guys, here are all the places we're going to be checking out. Add to this collection if you want. That would be the perfect scenario to use this Save Posts with Friends. I'm a big fan of collections, and I like this concept of a collaborative collection a lot. I will link to what the picture of it looks like in the show notes so that you can check it out. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an article from the Washington Post all about the TikTok ban from my favorite author, Taylor Lorenz. So stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we're back. The Washington Post recently featured the article, Hollywood Music Industry Brace for TikTok Ban. The byline, the entertainment industry has become so reliant on TikTok that banning the app could hurt business, industry insiders say. The best thing about this article are the quotes from people who are inside Hollywood and the music industry. Here's one from the studio chief of Phase World, which is an entertainment studio that produces scripted and unscripted shows. He says, quote, TikTok is the most democratized content platform we've ever had, and it has revolutionized Hollywood. I see TikTok as the old days of free network TV. Taking it away would go back to an era where we're relying on legacy media brands and what Hollywood wants us to watch because they're the only ones who can afford a marketing budget to find an audience, end quote. The article also has some really good stats. TikTok users are more likely to have lower incomes. 45% of those with household incomes of under $50,000 used TikTok in the previous month, compared with 32% of those with incomes of $100,000 or more. And people without college degrees are more likely to have used TikTok in the past month than those who are college graduates. 42% of people without college degrees versus 32% of people who are college graduates. The article also features a quote from an executive vice president of global digital marketing at Universal Pictures, who said that the company relies on TikTok heavily when it comes to marketing its movies. Quote, TikTok is how we can reach basically everyone at scale. We use it as an awareness builder. We use it to drive deeper engagement with our intellectual property. We use it further down the funnel to convert people into moviegoers. We certainly use all the other platforms, but they have different functionality and different uses. When our films really break through on TikTok and become kind of a part of the cultural zeitgeist, that's an amazing thing for us, end quote. There's also some really good quotes from those inside the music industry. There's one person, Tatiana, who's a music industry analyst at Media Research, and she has some awesome quotes. She says, quote, everything about how you market music and break an artist is changing. TikTok is something the music industry has been relying on to help solve some of those challenges over the past couple of years. The music industry gets revenue for music being played on TikTok. Those licensing deals are becoming a more and more important part of labels' revenue streams, end quote. A TikTok ban would wipe out that revenue overnight, according to this industry analyst. The article has a ton more quotes. It's great information. Taylor Lorenz always knocks it out of the park with her writing. I will link to this article in the show notes so that you can check it out for yourself. And lastly, before we end the show, I have been sharing some of the reviews that I've been receiving in my time working on this show. And to be honest, these reviews are disheartening. Here's another one.
Odd. Something wrong in here. Look at the rest of the comments. 9 people found this helpful.
That's what a 1-star review sounds like. Yeah, good times. Okay, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram and TikTok news.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you've got some good content or you want to run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.